A Wellington train conductor has been hailed as a hero for literally stopping a train in its tracks after a racist taunt between passengers turned nasty last night. The train had left the Wellington railway station for Upper Hutt but came to a halt after the conductor overheard a passenger racially abusing another for speaking Hindi on his cell phone. One of the passengers on the train, who asked not to be named, told me how the situation unfolded.
A young girl, about 16, was yelling at a passenger, a fellow commuter on the train, and saying, you know, go back to your country, don't speak that language here. And there was another passenger who had stood up at that time and told her that, you know, enough is enough, you can't speak like that to anyone on this train. Following that, the conductor came along and had obviously seen what was happening and said, you know, if you don't stop talking that way, I'm going to ask you to get off the train.
Wow.
And she was one stop away from her stop, and she told the conductor that. She said, oh, well, I'm getting off at the next stop. So the conductor said, oh, no, you can get off at this one. I'm not putting up with that nonsense. And she said, well, I'm not getting off the train then. And then basically said, right, okay, I will call the police. I'm not going to tolerate that behaviour on my train.
So she stopped the train there at the station before the girls stop. And yes. I don't know, what were you and the other commuters doing at that stage?
So a lot of us had turned around and was watching the situation unfold. What we all kind of, when she had said, well, we'll stop here and I will call the police and wait for them to escort you off the train, there was nobody on the train that was unhappy with her approach. Everyone was over the moon that she decided to do that and stand up to that behaviour, and, you know, just in awe that she actually had the courage to say, you know, this isn't on and I'm not going to put up with it, no matter who you are and whether you're a paying customer or not. You can get off the train and you can find your own way home.
So people were very, very happy to wait there and supported the staff. And but how long was it that they had to wait?
I think we waited about 20 minutes at the train station. It was in the middle of nowhere, so it was on the Upper Hutt line, so it was quite a way to go for many passengers. But everyone was happy to sit there. You know, it was an 8 o'clock train, so quite late at night. But everyone was happy to sit there and wait until this madam got off the train via the police.
And how was the victim of all this, the man speaking Hindi on the phone? How did he react?
He was very startled at the very beginning that, you know, all this was carrying on and happening. He just sat there very polite to himself. A few passengers got up and asked if he was all right. But he seemed, you know, unfazed by the situation. You know, if it was me, I'd be quite outraged. But he, you know, just sat there and was very thankful to the train conductor as well for standing up to her as well.
And then the police were called, right?
Correct, yes. So a police officer turned up. As soon as the police officer turned up, she decided to get off the train with her bag. Prior to that, you know, passengers were asking her to just, you know, let everyone get on with their nights, just get off the train. Nobody kind of wants that behaviour around them. It's time to leave, you know, and she just wouldn't budge. She was a strong-willed 16-year-old.
Now, if you saw that staff member, that train conductor again, what would you say to her?
I did see her when I got off the train and just said, look, your behaviour was amazing. We really appreciate everything you did. And I just said, you know, none of us should have to tolerate that behaviour. And, you know, what you said and what you did and what you stood up for really, really spoke to me.
That's a passenger, an anonymous passenger on that train last night. We have ourselves tracked down the conductor in question. We'll hear from her after six.